Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Man is dead after an overnight shooting in Durham. Coming up, I'll show you the main focus of this investigation.
And we have a heat advisory in effect today. Feels like temperatures could climb to 105. Coming up, I'll show you the storms that will go along with the heat. And there's a special kind of family fun at the DBAP tonight where you're looking live to celebrate Independence Day. We have all you need to know about that and the other big events happening tonight. A very American celebration with baseball, right, and hot dogs at the DBAP. Good morning, everyone. It is 8 o'clock. Thanks for starting your 4th of July holiday with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Laura Levine. Yeah, Renee, you said it. The cookouts, the fireworks. It's going to be an amazing day, but it's also going to be another hot one. Meteorologist PETA Shearwood with a look at the forecast. PETA, I know you're saying that not as hot as yesterday, but still seeing some warm temperatures.
Right, and it's because of the cold front that's across the state of North Carolina. Just towards the south and east of it, that's where we're looking at the better potential of seeing feels like temperatures climb to 105 degrees today. That's why we have a heat advisory in effect for areas south and east of the triangle. Looking live at Zebulon this morning, we are seeing a mix of sun and clouds getting the morning started. 81 for the current temperature out there. Dew points in the 70s. That measure of moisture in the atmosphere is thick. Once you step outside, you are really going to feel that air. It is kind of soupy out there for this hour. 81 degrees in Raleigh and Durham. And for this afternoon, by the time we head into 12 o'clock, it's going to feel like 100 degrees. Once you factor in the humidity, it will feel like 103 for this afternoon, although we will make it to 93 degrees. By the time we head into 2 o'clock, it's feeling like 103. It is going to be toasty for all of us. We also have the chance of seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms develop across our southeastern counties that won't arrive until 6 o'clock. So if you have a cookout planned in the Triangle or even the Sand Hills, you're good to go. By 6 o'clock, those showers and thunderstorms will be moving through our southern counties, and that will gradually clear out by the time we head into 9 o'clock. Keep in mind, though, some of those storms could bring gusty winds into the area. There's a level one severe risk in place. Damaging wind speeds will be possible and heavy rain. Coming up, Brian, I'm going to walk you through our rain chances even as we head into tomorrow.
We will look forward to that, PETA. It is now 8:02 as we check traffic around the Triangle, and we're looking good. There's a report of a road hazard at Lake Boone Trail at Wycliffe just outside the Beltline. Not seeing any big delays with that. Whatever is going on there, looks like it may be a malfunctioning traffic signal. Also on the northeast side of central Durham, we do have Miami Boulevard closed right around Robin Hood Road with some police activity. We'll get an update from Michael Grace at the scene coming up in just a moment. We're going to take you out to Hillsboro, 85 at 86. We're looking good on I-85. A reminder, though, that bridge work continues on 86. We expect a detour in that area.
Brian, thank you. Breaking news. A man is dead after a shooting in Durham. Just before 2 this morning, officers responded to Robin Hood Road, a road that links to North Miami Boulevard to Cheek Road. Michael Grace is there this morning in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. And Michael, what are you learning from police?
Well, this garage you see behind me, that has been the focal point of this investigation. It's the area where that man shot and killed. I want to get you to this video, though, of what this scene looked like earlier in the night. This is around 3 in the morning. You can see this large stretch of Miami Boulevard blocked off as investigators talk to people in the area about what they saw. And again, go through that garage with flashlights looking for any sort of evidence that they can find. Forensics has been in there as well, taking pictures, all sorts of video, and that heartbreaking image you see there, the loved ones of that man finding out that he had been shot and killed. And right now we're still working with Durham police to find out if anyone is in custody at this time. In Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
More breaking news. A man is dead after being hit by a tractor trailer on I-95 in Johnson County. This happened around 1:30 this morning. Authorities say the man was driving down the service road next to I-95 when he went off the road and hit a tree. He then started walking across the interstate when he was hit by a tractor trailer in the northbound lane. Authorities say the driver of that tractor trailer will not face charges. Another crash happened later when a second tractor trailer hit a fire truck while trying to merge. No one was hurt in that crash. All lanes of I-95 there in Johnston County are back open.
And this is also breaking overnight. We now know one person died in a shooting that led to a chaotic scene in Roanoke Rapids. Police gave us that update just before 2 a.m. Police say the shooting happened at Madison Street and 2nd Street at about 9 last night. Officers found 26-year-old Jeremy Moultley in the roadway. Police also found a car had gone through a wooded pathway from there to Jackson Street, where it hit another car head-on. Two more people were found shot inside the car that had gone through the woods. All three gunshot victims were taken to the hospital. Moultley was pronounced dead. Another man, 27-year-old Trayvon Fleetwood, was taken to Greenville for further treatment. The third man, 27-year-old Jaquan Harris, was treated at the hospital. Now, two people who were in the car that was crashed into also ended up in the hospital.
Today is all about celebrating America's independence. You're looking live at the DBAP, where many will gather to watch the Bulls play America's game ahead of one of the Triangle's most anticipated fireworks shows. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live to give us a look at what to expect and how the stadium is preparing for this fun event. Kelsey, good morning. Happy 4th.
Good morning and happy 4th to you. Hundreds of people will be coming out here to cheer on the Bulls and also celebrate the 4th. Take in this view. The gates are going to open tonight at 5:30 and the first pitch will be at 6:35. The Bulls are going head-to-head with the Norfolk Tide tonight and will close out the game with a fireworks show. Check out this video of last year's fireworks. Tickets are still available online for tonight's game. They're also giving out some red, white, and blue swag tonight. If you come to the game, you can get a rally towel specially made for the 4th.
This is like our Super Bowl in baseball. We absolutely love it. The 4th of July, you know, hot dogs, baseball, cold drinks, fireworks. I don't know what's better than that, honestly, right?
And if you're bringing your family out here tonight, I know sometimes it's super stressful thinking about where you're going to park, but there's tons of options between the American Tobacco Campus and City of Durham parking decks. But be sure to get here early. The place is going to be packed. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
Well, the party doesn't stop there in Durham. The city of Fayetteville will celebrate the 4th of July tonight with two events. A block party is happening from 7 to 10 tonight on Maxwell Street. It'll include live music, food vendors, and a beer garden. And over at Festival Park, the Fayetteville Symphony Orchestra will present their Independence Day concert. Gates open at 6 and the concert gets started at 7:15 with fireworks, of course, to follow. Wake Forest July 4th celebrations get started this morning with the town's annual Kids Parade. This is video from a previous year's parade. Kids are encouraged to come out on their bikes and line up on North Main Street for the parade that starts at 10:30. The fun will continue with the festival in Holding Park starting at 11. And you can find a full list of 4th of July events in our area on the Out and About section on WRAL.com.
Breaking news, a violent night in Fort Worth, Texas left three people dead and more than a dozen others injured after two shootings. The local NBC affiliate there says the first shooting left more than a dozen injured and three dead after a 4th of July party. The identified victims include 10 adults and one young person. That happened Monday a little before midnight. Police aren't sure if it's gang related or not. Later in the night, police were called to a home where at least three men and a woman were shot. No one died at that shooting. One person is in custody for the second shooting. In Philadelphia, police are trying to figure out what led to a shooting that left four people dead and two children hurt. Officers say they arrested the suspected shooter last night around 11. They say the man had an AR-style rifle, a handgun, bulletproof vest, and several rounds of ammunition. Investigators say they even found a police scanner. The shooting spanned several blocks. Police say they found about 50 shell casings at the scenes.
When officers responded, they did identify and find some gunshot victims. As they were scooping up the victims and preparing them for transport to the hospital, they also heard multiple gunshots up the street at 56 and Concessing Avenue, where multiple casings were found. By us after the fact.
Police say a second person who may have picked up someone's gun and shot back at the shooter was also taken into custody. The two children hurt are 2 and 13 years old.
An ex-OceanGate employee is coming forward saying he was fired for raising concerns about the Titan submersible. His shocking warning made years ago that tragically came true.
New changes to Twitter are annoying some people, and Meta is taking advantage. The new app the Facebook parent company is launching this week that's very similar to Twitter.
And a heat advisory is in effect for this 4th of July, where feels like temperatures will soar to 105 degrees. We're going to make it to 95 today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. I'm going to walk you through our rain chances as we head throughout the week ahead.
Welcome back. You are looking live right now at Beaufort this morning, where you can see that sunrise peeking through the clouds there. Thank you for watching WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Well, today, of course, another hot day for us. If you have some 4th of July celebrations, you want to take it easy. But PETA, I see you are monitoring a lot behind you on the radar there.
Yeah, as we take a look at this satellite and radar, this cold front is moving across the state for this morning, and it will stay around the area as we head into this afternoon and evening. All those counties just to the south and east of this boundary will have the better potential of seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms and some of the hottest temperatures for the afternoon. As we take this throughout the day, we are going to be mostly dry, but once we head into 6 o'clock, we'll start to see some of those scattered showers and thunderstorms develop across our southern counties. That is going to continue into about 8 o'clock, with lingering showers around by 9, and with a front around tomorrow, early in the morning, we'll see a lot of cloud cover. Those clouds will give way to a better coverage of scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into the afternoon on Wednesday, and this boundary will stay put into Thursday with an area of low pressure developing. Additional rounds of scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible as we head into the end of the week. We have a level one severe risk in place for today, mainly for the triangle and areas to the south and east. And remember, all those counties just towards the south and east of the triangle will have the better chance of seeing those showers and thunderstorms develop. And then on Wednesday, all of us looking alike, we're likely to see those scattered showers and thunderstorms, and we have a level one risk in place for the entire viewing area. Let's check out how things are looking this morning along the coast. This is going to be a popular spot today. If you are not going to make that day trip today, but you have friends and family heading to the coast, I want you to listen to this forecast. We are seeing sunshine right now at Carolina Beach. It's lovely out there. And this afternoon, there's a better chance of seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs ranging in the 80s. But this is what's very important. We have a moderate to high rip current risk in place for the North Carolina coast. Dangerous rip currents will be possible, especially under those areas where there's a high rip current threat. Want to make sure that your friends and family know that, hey, if you're heading out to the coast or heading out to the beach today, you want to make sure that you are swimming in front of a lifeguard. And if you get caught in a rip current, to just remain calm and swim parallel to the shore. We also have a heat advisory in effect. That heat advisory in place for areas south and east of the triangle, where it feels like temperatures could get up to 105 degrees. Regardless of you being under the heat advisory or not, you still want to make sure that you are staying hydrated. We're looking live at Wilson, one of the spots under the heat advisory. It's 81 degrees right now. And come this afternoon, temperatures are going to climb into the 90s. For the triangle, we're looking at 95 with a feels like temperature of 103. And if you're heading out to the DBAP for the Independence Day celebration, I think Durham, you guys should stay mostly dry for today. Temperatures in the 90s for first pitch, and then getting down to 88 degrees by 8 p.m. It's going to be hot for the rest of the week. Keep those sandals and shorts and water bottles with you. Highs in the 90s with the additional chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Brian?
Pete, it's just about 8:17 right now. We're still looking good around Wake County. We still have that police activity also in Durham that has closed a section of Miami Boulevard right around Robin Hood Road, not too far from Gear Street there. So allow a little extra time as you head through that area. Consider using Alston Avenue or Highway 55 as a good alternate route to avoid it altogether. Again, major routes looking fine throughout the region with very light volume this morning. Take you out to Durham to I-40 at 55. Looking clear in both directions, just a 1-minute delay showing up on that eastbound trip coming in from 15501.
Brian, thank you. A 67-year-old man is dead after being brutally attacked by two dogs. The Johnston County Sheriff's Office says Anthony Bastardi was mauled to death outside this home on Eddystone Court. He was reportedly there to check on the dogs while his daughter and her family were out of town. Authorities say the dogs' breeds were a bull terrier and a cane corso. A Wilson's Mills police officer shot and killed the dogs. Several neighbors told WRAL the dogs never appeared aggressive when in the neighborhood.
A state highway patrol trooper is recovering this morning after collapsing from the extreme heat. Witnesses tell WRAL the trooper passed out just after 11 a.m. yesterday after pulling into Poor Boys General Store in Knightdale on his motorcycle. Witnesses say someone used the trooper's own radio to call for help after 911 calls went unanswered. We pressed the county about this. A spokesperson says one of the callers hung up. The second call was answered and a dispatcher sent help.
WRAL is pushing for answers this morning after Carowinds say it performs daily inspections of rides, but somehow missed a large crack on the side of a popular roller coaster. This is new video of state inspectors at the theme park near Charlotte on Monday. They showed up days after a man spotted a large break on a beam on the Fury 325 coaster. The ride was eventually shut down after the video went viral online. Another guest shared a photo from nearly a week before showing what appears to be the start of that break. They looked closer at their photo after the video was released. Carowinds did not have a statement yesterday.
A former employee of OceanGate warned years ago about the potential for disaster of the Titan submersible. That's according to a report in The New Yorker. David Lockridge emailed a coworker in 2018 saying he was worried the company's CEO would, quote, kill himself and others in the quest to boost his ego. OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush was one of the five people on board the submersible when it imploded near the wreck of the Titanic last month.
Lockridge inspected every major component of the sub and found that glue was coming away from the seams of the ballast bags. You had mounting bolts threatening to rupture things, sealing faces that had errant plunge holes, O-ring grooves that deviated from standard parameters. Everything that could go wrong was sort of going wrong.
Lockridge had legal issues with OceanGate after filing for wrongful termination. He claims he was fired for raising concerns about the submersible's safety.
More than 40 million Americans are preparing themselves to repay student loans soon, now that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against President Biden's loan relief program. This morning, many people are on edge and looking for ways to manage their payments while balancing their other expenses. It comes after a three-year payment pause during the COVID-19 pandemic. Experts urge borrowers to pay a little extra each month due to rising interest rates.
If you make the minimum payment on your student debt, you're going to be carrying that debt for a very long time.
The average student owes $30,000. The Biden administration is working on a new slow repayment ramp program. It includes avoiding penalties for borrowers who can't make payments the first 12 months, as well as income-driven programs. Payments are set to resume October 1st.
One of the biggest names in horse racing will have to wait a little longer before getting back to the track. Churchill Downs announced it's extending the suspensions for trainer Bob Baffert through the end of 2024. The original ban was set to end this month. However, they say Baffert is still disregarding rules, regulations, and safety of horse racing. He was first suspended after his horse Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby in 2021. Commissioner said Baffert drugged the horse. He's denying the allegations.
Well, some pretty bad news for one newsroom in Chicago. Torrential rain on Sunday flooded out Fox 32 Chicago's building. You can see rainwater dripping from the ceiling there. Journalists raced to grab computers and cameras, and the water reportedly poured in for hours.
While many states enact stricter abortion restrictions, colleges are now offering the morning after pill in vending machines. Currently, 14 states have enacted full or abortion bans starting at 6 weeks. over-the-counter purchase of the morning after pill remains legal in every state. Several universities are providing easily accessible emergency contraceptives on campuses through these vending machines. So far, there are about 40 universities offering these machines.
Well, this is certainly news buzzing online. Many Twitter users are not happy after Elon Musk's changes to the platform this week, and now Meta wants to take advantage of that. Facebook's parent company will launch its Twitter competitor this week. The new app is called Threads, which will be available to download on Thursday. Meta's official description of Threads calls it, quote, Instagram's text-based conversation app. Users can follow and connect with creators and build their own following, as well as by sharing text, photos, and videos.
This June was hottest on record for the United Kingdom. The provisional Met Office figures say it's the highest since 1884, when modern record keeping began. The average temperature for June was a little more than 60 degrees. The last June record temperature in the UK was 59 degrees in both 1940 and 1976. Meteorologists say this is due to the warming of the Earth's atmosphere due to climate change.
Well, coming up, a deputy springs into action to save a woman from her burning car. See the moments before the vehicle goes up in flames.
And here's a live look at Clinton this morning. Lots of sunshine out there. It is shaping up to be a hot and steamy Independence Day. We'll have your 4th of July forecast.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
The time is 8:26. I'm Laura Levine with your top stories. On this 4th of July day, we are going to see a very hot and steamy day. Right now, meteorologist Peter Shearwood with a look at the forecast.
We have a heat advisory in effect for our southeastern counties, where feels like temperatures could climb to 105 degrees today. It is going to be hot all across the area, regardless if you're under heat advisory or not. It's 81 in Raleigh and Durham, feeling like 88 degrees at this hour. And this 4th of July, we're topping off at 95 with the feels like of 103 in the Triangle. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible this evening, mainly for our south and eastern counties. We have a level one severe risk in place, so some of those storms could bring damaging wind speeds from around 6 to 9. Brian?
It is 8:27. We're keeping our eyes on the roads this morning. Very light traffic volume, of course, around the Triangle. It'll get busier later this afternoon, very likely, as people return from vacation. We do have a section of Miami Boulevard that's closed in Durham because of a police investigation. This is right around Robin Hood Road and Braxton Drive, not too far from Gear Street. While that's closed, you might consider using Highway 55 as a good alternate route. Major routes in Durham are looking fine. 40 and 85 still clear. And around Raleigh, we're not seeing any delays on 440.
Brian, thank you. A man is dead after that early morning shooting in Durham. Police responded to Robin Hood Road around 1:40 this morning and found a man with a gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at the scene. An investigation is underway, but police say the shooting does not appear to be random. And you can spend your 4th of July at the Durham Bulls ballpark, where you're looking live right now to watch the Bulls take on the Norfolk Tides. The game starts tonight at 6:35, and after there will be fireworks, of course. Tickets are required for the game, but as of this morning, there are still some available. See you on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We have a heat advisory in effect for today, with temperatures climbing into the 90s and feels like temperatures in the triple digits. Coming up, I'll show you the showers and thunderstorms we could also see this 4th of July.
An epic fireworks show will be here at the DBAP tonight. What Bulls fans need to know before the big ball game.
A lot of 4th of July celebrations planned for this holiday. We thank you for sticking with us, and a happy 4th of July. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Laura Levine. Yeah, all of us in our red, white, and blue. We know
that's
the crowds
right.
Will be out there as well. We have PETA now with a look at the forecast. And PETA, it's going to be another hot one.
Yes, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of folks outside, maybe hanging out in the backyard at a cookout. Keep in mind, you want to make sure that you're drinking a lot of water with your other drinks that you'll be drinking for today. We have a heated advisory in effect for counties to the southeast of the triangle, where feels like temperatures will top at 105 degrees. It is going to feel hot all across the viewing area, regardless if you're under a heat advisory or not. We're looking live at the Pinehurst Resort and Country Club, and golfers are out there for this morning getting some tee time in early. It's 81 degrees, but dew points are in the 70s. It's very muggy out there. I want to show you the numbers here in terms of how the measure of moisture in the atmosphere is making it feel. 81 in Raleigh and Durham, feeling like 88. This is just a taste of what's to come for this afternoon, because we are going to see those feels like temperatures climb into the triple digits, feeling like 103 in the triangle by 2 o'clock, and we are going to top off at 95 degrees. We are also going to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms develop across our southern counties today, starting off around 6 o'clock. That is going to continue into the 9 o'clock hour, and we are going to get lingering showers around before clearing out around midnight. A level one severe risk is in place for our southeastern counties. Damaging wind speeds cannot be ruled out for this evening.
PETA, thanks. We're following breaking news. A man is dead after shooting in Durham. Just before 2 this morning, officers responded to Robin Hood Road. It's a road that links North Miami Boulevard to Cheek Road. Michael Grace was at the scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker.
Well, this garage you see behind me, that has been the focal point of this investigation. It's the area where that man shot and killed. I want to get you to this video, though, of what this scene looked like earlier in the night. This is around 3 in the morning. You can see this large stretch of Miami Boulevard blocked off as investigators talk to people in the area about what they saw. And again, go through that garage with flashlights looking for any sort of evidence that they can find. Forensics has been in there as well, taking pictures, all sorts of video. And right now we're still working with Durham police to find out if anyone is in custody at this time. In Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
More breaking news. A man is dead after being hit by a tractor trailer on I-95 in Johnston County. This happened around 1:30 this morning. Authorities say the man was driving down the service road next to I-95 when he went off the road and hit a tree. He then started walking across the interstate when he was hit by that tractor trailer in the northbound lane. Authorities say the driver of the truck will not face charges. Another crash happened later when a second tractor trailer hit a fire truck while trying to merge. No one was hurt in that crash. All lanes of I-95 are back open.
Also breaking overnight, we now know one person died in a shooting that led to a chaotic scene in Roanoke Rapids. Police gave us that update just before 2 this morning. Here's what we know. The shooting happened at Madison and 2nd Streets around 9 last night. Officers found 26-year-old Jeremy Motley in the road. Police also found a car that had gone through a wooded pathway from there to Jackson Street, where it hit another car head on. 2 more people were found shot inside the car that had gone through the woods. All 3 gunshot victims were taken to the hospital. Motley was pronounced dead. Another man, 27-year-old Trayvon Fleetwood, was taken to Greenville for further treatment. The third man, 27-year-old Jaquan Harris, was treated at the hospital. 2 people who were in the car that was crashed into also ended up in the hospital.
Well, today is all about celebrating America's independence. Right now, you're looking live at the DBAP, where many people will gather to watch the Bulls play America's game before one of the Triangle's most anticipated fireworks show this evening. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey gives us a look at what to expect and how the stadium is preparing for the big event.
Hundreds of people will be cheering on the Bulls and celebrating the 4th tonight here at the DBAP. Gates will open at 5:30 tonight, and the first pitch will be at 6:35. The Bulls are going head-to-head with the Norfolk Tide and will close out the game with a fireworks show. Check out this video of last year's fireworks. Tickets are still available online for tonight's game. They're also giving out some red, white, and blue swag. If you come to the game, you can get a rally towel specially made for the 4th.
This is like our Super Bowl in baseball. We absolutely love it. The 4th of July, you know, hot dogs, baseball, cold drinks, fireworks. I don't know what's better than that, honestly, right?
If you're coming out to the game, you have tons of parking options between the American Tobacco Campus and City of Durham parking decks. So be sure to come here early because it's going to be packed and you don't want to miss a spot. This is the perfect way for you to spend the holiday with your family. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Durham.
Raleigh will also celebrate July 4th. The celebration will be in Dix Park tonight. We saw crews setting up for the big fireworks show yesterday. The event starts at 5 this evening. You can expect music, games, and plenty of food options. And the fireworks will begin at 9:30. A reminder, there will be no parking at Dix Park. Shuttles will be available from downtown. You can celebrate Independence Day in Chapel Hill with fireworks tonight at Southern Community Park. That park will open at 7. The fireworks planned for around 9:20. You're encouraged to bring your own blankets, chairs, picnic baskets to enjoy the show. Fort Liberty will host its first July 4th celebration under its new name this year. Gates will open at 3 to the public. The fun will include live music featuring Gavin DeGraw and Sheryl Crow, as well as the 82nd Division Rock Band. There will also be food, games, and of course, fireworks starting at 9:45. You can find a full list of July 4th events in our area on the Out and About section on WRAL.com.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, so many people will be heading to our beaches this Independence Day. But check out what's happening in Long Island. Beaches there are on high alert after two reported suspected shark attacks. One incident involved a 15-year-old girl at Robert Moses Beach. She reportedly had three small puncture wounds on her left leg. Now, officials searched the shoreline using a drone but didn't spot any sharks during that search. Now, 3 hours later, a 15-year-old boy was surfing at another Long Island beach when he suffered a bite on his left foot. But again, these beaches on Long Island on high alert. A lot of people headed to the beaches on this Independence Day.
Definitely something to watch out for. Thank you, Ken. Breaking news. A state trooper is recovering this morning after he was shot in the western part of the state. The trooper returned fire, killing the other man. This happened on Interstate 26 near Asheville just after 7:30 last night. State Highway Patrol says the trooper stopped to help a stranded motorist who pulled a gun and shot him in the chest. The trooper's ballistic vest stopped the bullet and he was able to shoot back. The other man died at the scene. Trooper Jeffrey L. Dunlap was taken to the hospital and released. He is on administrative duty while the investigation happens. The man who was killed was 57-year-old Wesley Taylor of Leicester. In Philadelphia, police are trying to figure out what led to a shooting that left four people dead and two children hurt. Officers say a man with an AR-style rifle and wearing a bulletproof vest opened fire in a neighborhood. The shooting spanned several blocks, leaving behind about 50 shell casings. Officers chased the man as he continued to shoot. They were able to corner him in an alley and get him under arrest. Philadelphia Police Commissioner praised the officers for their work.
I can't even describe the level of bravery and courage that was shown, not in addition to the restraint that was also shown here. We unfortunately have six victims here, but it could have been more had it not been for the officers.
Police say a second person who may have picked up someone's gun and shot back at the suspect was also taken into custody. The two children who were hurt are 2 and 13 years old.
Some of you in Johnson County will need to boil your water this morning before cooking breakfast or preparing food for your July 4th cookouts. According to the town of Selma, water will not be safe to drink without boiling it first until later today. Crews had to fix a water main break on Monday at River Road near Thompson Drive. A town spokesperson says all customers in the area had either low water pressure or no water at all for most of the day. Some restaurants in Selma had to close early, while some customers used bottled water. About 2,900 customers are impacted.
New technology could be a lifesaver for people who enjoy adventuring off the grid.
It was literally the only way that we got communication out for EMS to come and help us.
Coming up, how an iPhone setting helped save the life of a hiker who found they had no phone signal after getting injured on a trail. Plus, a terrifying situation at a Wisconsin carnival when a ride malfunctioned, stranding passengers upside down for 3 hours. And we leave you here with a look outside in Zebulon on this 4th of July. Meteorologist Peter Shearwood will tell us how hot it will get today and about the potential for some spotty showers up next. Welcome back. The time now 8:43 on your 4th of July. You are looking live from Southeast Wake County right now from our WRAL tower. It's going to be a hot and toasty day. Of course, we have meteorologist PETA Shearwood. And PETA, the cookouts are going to be steaming today for anyone who's out there cooking.
Yes. Listen, the earlier you get those grills going, the better for you. We are going to see feels like temperatures across the entire viewing area, top in the triple digits, but the spots where we're going to watch very closely today will be south and east of the triangle, where we have our heat advisory in effect. Feels like temperatures could reach 105 degrees. It is going to be hot as we head throughout the afternoon on this 4th of July. I want to show you the numbers right now, because in some spots, the actual air temperature is completely different than how it feels. Like out there in Rocky Mount, it's 82 degrees. It feels like 88 right now. In Fayetteville, 79, feeling like 81, and 80 degrees for Southern Pines, feeling like 86 degrees. Now is the time to go for the run or the walk you were thinking about taking for this 4th of July, because come this afternoon, it is going to be hot, and you have to think about ways that you can stay cool during this heat. We are going to make it to 91 by 1 o'clock, 95 for the afternoon high, and when you factor in the humidity, it's actually going to feel like the triple digits for several hours across the triangle, feeling like 100 degrees as early as 12 o'clock, 103 for the feels like around 2 and 3 o'clock, still feeling like the triple digits at 6 o'clock if you're heading out to any of those fireworks shows. Remember, it's still going to be hot for this evening with temperatures feeling like the 90s. We are going to get temperatures to top in the mid to upper 90s today. I want to show you this map and really explain it to you here. We are going to make it to 95 in Durham and Raleigh, 95 as well in Fayetteville. Now, when you factor in the moisture content, that is going to be higher across the Sand Hills. It's going to feel like 105 degrees in Fayetteville, while Durham will feel like 100. We are also tracking scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop today. We have this boundary that is draped across Wake County from Rocky Mount down into Southern Pines. Areas to the south of that boundary will have the better chance of seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms develop after 6 o'clock. That is going to continue into 8 and 9 o'clock. And once we head into midnight, lingering showers will gradually clear out. We have a level 1 severe risk in place for those counties south and east of the triangle. That is where we have the better chance of seeing damaging wind speeds develop as we head into this evening. Otherwise, it's going to be hot on our next 7 days. We have temperatures ranging in the 90s with each and every day for this week. We're likely to see those scattered showers and thunderstorms. This is a very hot and summer-like pattern ahead.
PETA, thanks. An urgent warning from the family of a man who was killed when a drunk driver hit him. They're telling people not to drink and drive this holiday. Daniel Watt, a Duke University employee, died in a car crash almost 2 years ago. He was riding in a Lyft when Gregory Coley crashed into the car. Authorities say Coley was driving 143 miles per hour with a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit. Watt's brother says he's passionate about saving other families from the heartache he's experienced.
However far it is, please take a cab, take an Uber, take a Lyft, anything that will keep you from getting on that road and drinking and driving. I don't want any other family to have to deal with the pain that we're dealing with and have to deal with this loss and this grief.
The most recently published data shows North Carolina has seen an increase in alcohol-impaired driving deaths over the past few years. Daniel Watt was a residence coordinator in student affairs at Duke.
A community about an hour and a half, or half an hour, excuse me, past the South Carolina border is cleaning up after lightning burned a historic church to the ground. Lightning struck Camp Creek Church in Greenville County late Sunday night. It took six fire stations hours to put out the fire, and the building and everything inside are most likely a total loss. The church was founded in 1885 and built in the 1940s. It housed a small congregation and decades of memories. No one was injured in the fire.
A roller coaster ride in Wisconsin turned terrifying after the ride malfunctioned, leaving riders stuck upside down for 3 hours. This happened at the Forest County Festival in Crandon, which is north of Milwaukee.
8 riders on the Fireball were stuck upside down for hours as first responders worked to bring them down safely. All of the riders, most of them children, were taken to the hospital to get checked out. Officials have not figured out what caused the ride to stop there in the middle of that loop.
Dramatic moments are caught on camera when a deputy in Georgia rescues a driver from a burning car. We do want to warn you, this video is pretty intense.
Take your seatbelt off.
Can you give us an exact address?
Take your seatbelt off, man. Take your seatbelt off. Come on. Give me your hands. Come on. Get out of the car. Come on.
Wow, incredible. This happened Saturday about an hour west of Savannah. The deputy was responding to reports of a car crash when he spotted the burning car in the woods. Authorities haven't said what led to the crash or how the driver is doing.
New smartphone technology could help save lives, especially for people who love to venture off the grid. Erin McLaughlin has more on how it became a lifeline for one hiker in trouble after she was injured with no cell service.
Juana Reyes never expected her weekend hike through a remote Los Angeles canyon to end like this. A rescue mission made possible thanks to new cell phone technology.
The dirt just gave way. I tried to find my footing, but it was unstable. I landed on the ground in a sort of contorted way.
On a trail like this one, Reyes didn't have cell service, but she did have an iPhone 14, which boasts a new feature, Emergency SOS. Found in settings, it allows a user to dial 911 via satellite. Lucky for Reyes, her hiking buddy knew how to use the new feature and successfully called for help.
It was literally the only way that we got communication out for EMS to come and help us.
The third satellite call, LA County Search and Rescue says they've received this month.
The notification goes immediately to the nearest 911 call center.
Last month, 10 teenage hikers used the tech after getting lost on a Southern California trail. And in Colorado, two hikers were rescued after using a similar technology from Garmin. Certain Android phones will soon offer satellite communication, which Rhea says she'll no longer hike without.
And you never expected something like this to happen?
Absolutely not. Never in my wildest dreams.
The iPhone can be a lifesaver. That was Erin McLaughlin reporting.
The director of the highly anticipated Barbie movie is being tapped to direct upcoming films in the Narnia franchise. Netflix plans to release at least 2 new movies connected to the series. The streaming service owns the rights to the stories written by C.S. Lewis. Analysts say the company is making the right move, seeking her out to direct since her new Barbie movie is poised to be a box office hit. She was also previously nominated as Best Director for Lady Bird.
There's a new contender for the Iron Throne. Game of Thrones stars Kit Harington and Rose Leslie have welcomed their second child. A representative for the couple says they're, quote, delighted to have welcomed a little girl into the family. Now, there aren't any photos of the baby just yet on social media. We're excited to see if they decide to share. The couple already has a son born in 2021. Harington and Leslie first met on set. They played star-crossed lovers Jon Snow and Ygritte.
Well, listen to this. Sheetz is celebrating America's Independence Day with a big discount. The gas station chain will drop the price of multiple fuel grades to $1.77 a gallon. It's a nod to the year the Declaration of Independence was signed. The average price in North Carolina right now is $3.22 a gallon. The discounted price applies to regular flex fuel, mid-grade, and premium. Diesel is not included. Well, what better way to celebrate the Florida Keys' birthday than with a giant key lime pie? Monroe County, which encompasses the Key Islands chain, celebrated its 200th birthday with a pie 13 feet in diameter. It's believed to be the world's biggest key lime pie. The pie is believed to have originated in the Keys and is Florida's state pie. It took more than 16 gallons of key lime juice, almost 100 gallons of sweetened condensed milk, and some 125 pounds of graham crackers to make the pie.
Thousands of families came out to Morrisville last night to enjoy the town's 4th of July fireworks. They braved the heat to enjoy a full day of fun, including music, food trucks, and many more activities. Organizers say they encourage people to bring the water bottles and sunscreens before coming out.